Welcome to Zibuse Elkunene on Impact 103. It is a beautiful Thursday. I just want to say something. It's good to be back in South Africa. I was in Cape Town, and the weather, me and Cape Town are not the best of friends. So we just now agreed that we are going to stay out of each other's ways because Cape Town is just not inviting for me. But yeah, thanks to Khosi and Lebogang. I don't know if you did catch that interview that Khosi was doing with Gia from Christian Women in Business. It was quite an eye-opening one, very informative, actually, of what happens when you allow God to just come through into everything that you do. It is important for us to just bring God into everything that we do, and I hope that we are going to learn to do that. So the time now is 18:06, and this is God in the picture. I just want to then share that if you were not tuned in last week, we started a topic on forgiveness, and I'll admit that probably we might have touched on some sensitive places, and it just didn't feel good to just gloss over the topic and then not come back and dive deeper or even explore it even further. And so, you know, even in the personal spaces where one was at, the topic of forgiveness kept being the theme. And throughout the week, it's amazing how conversations around forgiveness just kept going and going and going, as well as testimonies around forgiveness. Now, if you want to share your story on forgiveness, you can drop us a WhatsApp on 071-364-0376. That's our Impact 103 studio line. Now, getting into the topic and just reflecting. Now, sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that forgiveness is for the other people. And so we tend to hold on to that grudge. We tend to hold on to that unforgiveness because we think, yay! If I were to forgive that person, now they get away scot-free. Plus, they are arrogant. They don't want to apologize. And so who am I to just, you know, forgive them? I'm not going to do that. But then we miss out on the fact that forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. I kid you not. It has nothing to do with the other person. But it has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with your heart. It has everything to do with your well-being. And the minute you realize that, you will realize that you cannot afford to hold on to forgiveness, to unforgiveness. And just to share a few of the scriptures that, you know, talk about forgiveness, is that we tend to think that, hey, I can go about my day and not forgive, and God is okay with it. No, it's not. In Matthew 6, when the disciples of Jesus ask him, teach us to pray, he then says, pray in this manner. And part of the prayer, he then says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Or another version would say, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So that means for as long as you don't want to forgive, you are not forgiven, even though you may pray that prayer. But you are also reminding God that you have chosen not to forgive, and therefore God, do not forgive me. So I want to challenge you while we are having this conversation, that think about everyone who has offended you, every instance where you have taken offense and you then refused to forgive. Those people, they are living rent-free in your heart and they are enjoying themselves. But they are not even in your heart. They are in your heart and they are living their lives there. And every time when you think about them, you just get so down. You get to feel somehow, only because you are holding on to that unforgiveness. But then somebody may say, yeah, Zibusa, I hear you. But then what happens when I forgive? Like, it's just that. It's actually not just that. Think of a butterfly and those beautiful soft and fragile wings of a butterfly. For as long as you harbor forgiveness, you are layering dullness on top of the wings, and so the color starts to fade. On top of that, you are layering weights upon that, upon those wings. And the more you keep holding on to that unforgiveness, the more it gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And so this beautiful butterfly cannot fly. This beautiful butterfly cannot do what it's supposed to do, to be beautiful. It was created for a purpose, but it cannot fulfill its purpose because the wings are weighed heavily. So it's important to forgive for you. And then let's put aside analogies. For unforgiveness helps you, helps your heart. You create capacity to love when you forgive. You create capacity to enjoy life, to be free, to experience other greater things that God has placed in your life. You are open. Think about unforgiveness as you holding on to that grudge with both your hands. And around you, there is so much goodness. There's so much beauty that you are not able to receive it. And you are not even able to grab things that are there for your benefit, for your blessing, because you are holding on to that unforgiveness. And so what then needs to happen is you need to firstly open your hands. And the moment you open your hands, you realize how much unforgiveness is there. And once you realize how much unforgiveness is there, you then need to let it go. Open your hands and just let it go. Take a deep breath and let it go. But then the most important thing is you also need to confess it with your mouth and say, I forgive so-and-so. I forgive so-and-so. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. Repeat it until you believe it. Repeat it until you can feel that your heart is now lighter because you have forgiven. And when you have that, you have this good feeling in your heart. I remember a time in my life when I, things that we've been through. So there was a person whom I had not forgiven, and I just vowed to myself that if I were to meet this person, you know, he and I are going to have a come to Jesus kind of meeting. And so I remember I was at the gym on a treadmill, and I was gaining momentum, moving on the treadmill. And then it's like the Holy Spirit wanted to prove a point to me, the weight of unforgiveness, what it does in your heart. Because he then dropped a memory memory of that guy in my heart. And I lost all energy. I lost all zeal. Like, I just couldn't continue anymore. And I had to stop. And the thing about it is, once that memory drops into your heart, you then ruminate over and over. You just don't stop. You stay in that bottomless pit. And the more you do it, the deeper you sink in that bottomless pit. And the more angry you become. And today we wonder why we see so much road rage. Today we wonder why we see all the people who are angry around us. You do just one small thing and a fuse goes off like that, and they just go at you. And this does not just happen with people who are out there, who are non-Christian, who are non-believers. It happens with us in the church. It happens to people who are in the church. People who are religiously going to church and raising their hands and say, we praise you, God. We do all sorts of things. They worship God with those hands. They claim to worship God with that heart. And yet that heart harbors things that God does not want in our hearts. And so that's what we need to do for ourselves. Let go. Open those hands, because once your hands are open, you are then able to receive greatness. You are able to receive greater things from God. Because I bet you there is a breakthrough in your life that is held back by your unforgiveness. And for as long as you are harboring that unforgiveness, then nothing will progress in your life. Moving even beyond the blessings, on a natural level, there is sickness that is just wreaking havoc in your body. And all because you do not forgive, because you are harboring a grudge. I shared a story last week about someone who was at the brink of death, where they needed to transition to another life with God, but they couldn't because their unforgiveness held them back. And so they needed firstly to confess it and say, I forgive you. But there's another story of someone who went around. In this one, this person was just doing harm to other people. But before they needed to depart, they needed to let go. They needed to ask for forgiveness. So don't worry about the person who has never asked for forgiveness. It is not for you to wait for that moment. It is not for you also to make declarations and say, for as long as I'm alive, you are going to forgive. You are going to come back and ask for, just let them go. Let them go. Like, guys, I know, friends, I know, and I understand. There's a person who molested you because you trusted them. There is a person that you trusted, and they took advantage of their trust and embarrassed you in a way that you just said, I will never forgive. There's that person who betrayed your trust in a way that is unimaginable. And you're just thinking, how could they? But it is not for you to keep imagining. Some people are living with stories of rape. Some people are living with stories of people who murdered their loved ones and they're walking around free. Some people are just experiencing the most. And I acknowledge that. I do not even want to downplay your pain. Your pain is valid. Your pain is valid. I want to say that. And what you're feeling is real. However, your unforgiveness is holding you back, not the other person. Because one day what will happen is you will see that person living their best life, enjoying themselves, and it will make you crazy. It's going to spoil your mood. It is going to spoil your mood. And it is once that memory and you see that person happy and enjoying their best life, and they never came to you to ask for forgiveness, your day is ruined. And then you miss the beautiful moments of that day. And I don't know if you've seen this. You can have the best day of your life and have something that happens for 30 seconds or in 30 seconds and it's over, and then it ruins the rest of your day. And all you will remember about that day is that thing that happened in those 30 seconds. Out of 24 hours in the day, 30 seconds ruin the rest of it, and you will harbor that unforgiveness. How could you ruin such a perfect day? How could you ruin such a beautiful day? And you do not use the greater part of the day to then wipe out the 30 seconds. That's what we do as people. And there's this notion of us wanting to feel justified to not forgive. And remember, if you are holding on to that unforgiveness, how much more about Jesus Christ, who hung on the cross in pain? In pain, he hung on the cross. He was not supposed to be hanging on the cross. He was not supposed to be there. But he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And so he knew that by his stripes we would be healed. And therefore, he decided that he would rather go hang on that cross. But he could not fulfill his purpose if he hadn't forgiven. He first forgave and prayed for their forgiveness because he understood that they did not know what they were doing. And sometimes, even in marriage and in relationships, we hold on to things that people did unintentionally as if they wanted to hurt us. And we always hang it over their heads every time. And we remind them of it. And mind you, when you forgive, remember that love does not keep a record of wrong. And when love does not keep a record of wrong, when you forgive, be sure that you are not going to remember that offense. Yes, it will come. The enemy will come and want to push you to entertain that element of unforgiveness. The enemy will come and just keep reiterating that, no, how could you forgive them? But they did this and then they did this, but they disrespected you, and they disrespected you in front of your children. They disrespected you in front of your spouse, in front of your friends. Like, look at so many people who admire you, who respect you, and yet this one came and disrespected you. And they came and he just lays it on thick. And guess what you do? You agree with the enemy. And in your agreement, you're losing a beautiful moment in a beautiful day. And the thing about unforgiveness is that you keep living in the past because you are unable to move from that offense. I remember this story, which I'm going to share with you. Two monks were walking, and in their monastery, there was a rule that they must never touch women. And so, as they were walking, it was a younger monk and an older one. As they journeyed, they came to a river where they needed to cross. And when they got to the riverbank, there was a young lady who also needed to cross, but she was afraid. And so the older monk looked at the lady and offered to carry her on his back. She gladly accepted the offer, and they went, crossed over. They got to the other side of the river. He put her down, and she went on about her way. And the two monks carried on in their journey. They walked for probably 30 to 45 minutes in silence. And eventually the young monk couldn't keep it in. And he said, "Can I ask you a question?" And the older monk says, "Yes, you may." And then he says, "Okay, we are not supposed to touch women, but you took that woman and put her on your back, and we crossed over." And then the older monk says, "Yeah, for me, I carried her over the river, but then you carried her from the other side of the river up until here, because you have let that stay in your mind. So things that we keep in our minds, they stay with us. And for as long as we keep regurgitating them, then we keep them alive. It's almost like when we always go back and we want to seek life from the grave. We have said to that person, 'May your soul rest in peace,' meaning that they must rest in peace. But then we keep going back and asking for them to do whatever, and we want them to listen and do all sorts of things. But that does not exist anymore. So we keep wanting to resurrect them, and yet we have said they must rest in peace. It's more like forgiveness. When you have forgiven, you have taken that offense and you have buried it. And because it is buried, you are not going to go back there. Yes, I'll admit, we are humans. When somebody comes with an offense again, then what happens? You come and then you say, "Oh yeah, but they did this." And then you remember, "Oh yeah, no, I said I forgave. Did I really forgive? How do I feel about this offense now? Is it an accumulation, or is there a compound effect on the unforgiveness that now I remember and then I recall that previous offense, and then I thought, well, if I forgive you and you come back with the same thing again, that means you were really unrepentant and you're just bent on being this kind of person." So friends, I want to urge you tonight that consider, your heart. Reflect in your heart, just on your own. How much are you holding on to that unforgiveness? Because once you learn that there is so much to gain from forgiving than holding on to the unforgiveness, you will set you free. You set yourself free. So, Father God, we thank you for this moment. Father God, we thank you that each and every heart that has been listening, that, Lord, they are opening up and they are going to release and allow themselves to forgive. Jesus, you taught us that we must forgive 70 times 7 in a day. And so, Lord, help us to forgive without limits and set our hearts free. We thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross. Amen.